This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Out here, it's not only the amazing views, but the way time stretches out a little longer. How laughter bellows louder among friends, and how the breeze hits just right at the summit. With AllTrails, you can discover and experience the best of nature. With over 450,000 trails worldwide and navigation right at your fingertips. Find your outside with AllTrails. Download the free app today and find your next outdoor adventure.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 50% off with minimum purchase, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
Oh, they were getting jiggy with Dana's work computer earlier.
We have one more line we want to play you. We were on the phone with a would-be scammer for about 6 minutes.
It wasn't a would-be, it was a scammer.
But I did not let him into my computer.
No.
He thought I did. Listen to what he says when I tell him, why can't you just turn my computer back on? I've got to get to work.
I'm late for work. Can I call you back? I didn't know it was going to take this long. I thought you could just turn it back on.
Man.
Yeah.
Let me tell you, your work is not important. Your PC is more important from your work. Because if you're going to lose your information, we are not responsible for that.
Oh, gosh.
Understand?
Okay. I don't know what to do. I can't be late. I don't know what to do. Can I talk to my husband and call you back?
Miss, let me tell you, I will not take your too much time. Okay? I will give you the proof of that. That is why you are going to...
and on it goes. And they say they're there to help you.
George Rosenthal with ThrottleNet, with offices here in Kansas City, joining us on the KMZ hotline. George, good afternoon.
Good afternoon. Thanks so much for having me on. I appreciate it. And, you know, I cannot tell you how many times I've heard that recording only in different contexts, but they do as much as they can to try and keep you on that phone.
So one of the things that is so aggravating, George, is the noise that is going on in the background makes you feel like you need to do something. And also at the same time, they are saying, call this number. We're here to help you.
Yeah, it's terrible. I mean, they're prying on people. And then they threaten, okay, well, we're in your computer and we've got things and maybe we can blackmail you with things you have on your computer that you don't have. Or like in your case, you have to go to work. And they're like, oh, no, don't worry. If you don't go, if you don't fix this computer, it doesn't matter anyway. You can't go to work. And again, this is all about trying to get you to give them financial information. Or in some cases, people have been giving them tens of thousands. In some worst cases, is elderly people giving them most of their retirement. And they stay on the phone with them while they drive to the bank. It's so awful. This is happening all the time.
George, I fell for this about 2-3 weeks ago. And I was at home just doing some show prep before I came to the radio station. And my computer locks up and I get the... And I'm computer dumb, let's be honest. And I bought it, and literally they're knocking on the door of my computer, and I let them in.
Oh no!
Well, but thankfully I don't bank online. I don't buy things online.
He's had his computer scrubbed,
yeah,
George.
There was nothing to get. There was nothing to get. But what I found fascinating was I kept telling the lady, I've got to get to work soon. And she goes, oh, this will just take a few more minutes. A few more minutes turned out to be an hour. And yeah. I was starting to get frustrated. Little did I know what they're doing the entire time is combing through my home computer. And at one point, she gets a guy on. And I said, what is going on? And he goes, well, you know, your computer was used to access child pornography on Pornhub at 4:40 this morning. And I
said, blackmail.
Yeah, right. I said, I was in bed at 4:40 this morning and I don't go to that website. And right. He goes, well, then we're showing that it was somebody in China, blah, blah, blah. But what he did was, this is when my red flag started to go up. He said, do you own or rent the property in which this computer is located? I thought to myself, that's public information. I said, I own it. And then he said, how many cars are registered under your name at that address? To which I said, what the hell does that have to do with you turning on my computer or if I'm a pervert? And
it's yes.
And then he wanted to know at what banking institution I go to. And I said, you're a scammer. I'm on the phone with my scammer.
Absolutely. And these are questions let's just back up a second. And even to get them on the computer, which means that they infiltrated your computer in some form or fashion, which may not have been your fault at all. Maybe they looked at your social media. Maybe they hacked their way into your work network. Maybe they got into your home network. Maybe they learned about your passwords because you share your dog's name on Facebook and they figured, well, okay, well, let's try his dog's name as passwords. And they work their way onto your network and onto your computer. And when they do, a lot of times they'll sit there for weeks and months at a time waiting to strike. And then when they do, they'll strike you at the right time. They'll find out, okay, well, she goes to work at 8:00 in the morning. So let's call it 7:30, right when they're in a hurry.
Yep.
Or we have this information. So it's all a plan to get money out of you and then hold you hostage. Then what's even worse is that now when you take that computer into your work network that's already infected and you now put it on your work's Wi-Fi, now you've infected your whole work network. So the key is making sure you have a bring your own device policy that makes sure that you can't have an infected device just pop on the network. And this continues to get worse and worse, and people get scammed so badly. And again, this all comes down to money. They want to take your information, not just make some money off your credit card, but then once they've downloaded all of that hard drive information, while they're delaying the phone call, they're then going to turn around and sell that on the dark web. So they're making money in two different ways. One, somebody's going to give them a check or give you a credit card for a service fee because they claim they're Microsoft. They're going to fix your computer. They're going to get your laptop back up and running. Meanwhile, like you said, they're delaying it so they'll download all your information, turn around and sell it on the dark web.
And George, real quick, I want people to understand, if you're in your car right now and you're thinking, well, I would never give anyone my credit card information, this is not about that. Once they have the inside of your computer, you don't have to tell them. They've got your Amazon. They can, if you have Google password, passkey, remember, right? They can get into your bank. You don't have to give them that info. You already have, and you don't realize that you've done it.
100% correct. I'm so glad you brought that up. In fact, when they put malware on your computer, they are keylogging every keystroke. Everything you do is being sent back to them. Every website you've gone to, everything you've looked at, you're exactly correct. And then they're turning around and saying, well, now I have all this person's information. I'm going to sell it on the dark web and make double the money. So the point is, make sure you have the proper regulations in place, the right policies in place to make sure your work network, and on top of that, your home network, and then never, ever click on anything. If you get an Amazon tracking number, copy the tracking number, go to Amazon, look it up, go to USPS.com, go to UPS.com. Don't ever click on anything because that's how they're getting the malware on your computer. And then they're going to use that against you. And but they won't do it right away. Like I said, they'll follow your habits and see where you work. And if eventually they can get onto your work network, that's where the big money is.
So, George, if this happens to you and you hear the and it says, click on this, my computer was frozen. What do you do the second this happens to shut it down?
Immediately. First off, if you're connected to a hard line, disconnect the hard line Cat5 cable. Shut down your computer and go talk to either your IT department. If you're a residential, you're not in a business, go to someplace like a Best Buy where you have, you know, somebody that can at least clean your computer up. OK, so no matter what it is, don't use your computer anymore. If the phone rings and you don't know the number, don't pick it up. If you do pick it up and it's a guy talking to you about your computer, Microsoft is too busy. They're never going to call you.
They're not going
to
call you.
They're not going to call you. Facebook will never call you. That happened to my parents. Facebook called them and took it wasn't Facebook. They took $1,200 out of their bank account. I tried to talk to them about it. But if that happens, it's very important that you don't click on anything. Shut your computer down. Get it cleaned up. And nobody's going to blackmail you for this kind of stuff. What they're trying to do is ultimately get your personal information, but more importantly, they want your work information because that's where the big money is.
What do you mean? What do you mean work information?
Blackmail.
So, for instance, if they infiltrate your laptop, they infiltrate your phone, your tablet, whatever it is, they won't do a thing. They'll watch you for 100 to 120 days on average and see where you work. And if you bring your iPad, your phone, whatever to your work, and you get on the work's Wi-Fi, that information's collected, and they go, oh, we can get on this work network information. Now we can extort the company for up to $500,000 or $100,000 instead of just getting a few thousand dollars from this individual. And then they'll turn around and sell the whole company's stolen information on the dark web and make triple the money.
What, George,
this is all about money.
This happened at Scott's house. Scott, were you connected to Wi-Fi with your phone at your house?
Sam, come on, man. I'm 54 years old. Do you think I know?
Probably. The answer is probably yes, George.
Is that how it ended up here? Was his phone?
Well, it could be. You have to look at the policies of how the business network is set up, meaning when somebody brings a mobile device into that network, what types of systems are they allowed to access with that mobile device? And that is where you get, if you click on a text message, for instance, don't click on text messages anymore. It's called smishing. They're looking for a way to say, hey, you know, we got a foursome set up at 2 o'clock for a golf tournament.
Yes.
Are you coming? And you click it thinking your buddy or whomever is sent. Don't do that. Never click a thing on text messaging anymore. Emails, you name it. Call the person. Pick up the phone and be like we were in the 80s and talk to somebody and say, hey, did you really invite me to this event? Because what they're doing is you click the link, they'll immediately download some malware on your phone, tablet, yep, et cetera. You don't think anything's wrong until you get to work. And then your work network gets infected. And now you've been held for ransom at your work for $500,000 and you don't know how it happened.
Yeah, some of the text messages, George, it'll be like, hey, what's up? Are we still on for Monday? And your first thought is, what's Monday? Those are scams.
Yes, total scams. And you may think, it could be somebody I don't have in my contact list yet because I never added my friend I met at the soccer game. And, you know, maybe this is a different number. I don't know. Let's just say yes, or I'll call them back. Now you're hooked. Now you're done. So don't reply to any of that stuff.
But does the act of replying give them access to things that are going on in my phone?
No, but what it does, it tells you you're a real person.
Yeah. You're a real person.
It's all about phishing. They're going to send it out to millions of phone numbers, and whoever clicks on it, now they know you're real. And once you're real, now you're a target for a long time.
Okay, they George, wait, real quick, because a lot of people like toying with the scammers, and I've done it a couple times. I shoot a photo of me with a middle finger up, and I send the middle finger back, and I've heard that you aren't even supposed to do that.
No, because now they know you're real. Now I can start tracking your phone number through all types of different services to find out who you are. Then I'm going to look you up on LinkedIn, Facebook. I'm going to look you up on Instagram. I'm going to learn all about your personal life. Everything you have out there that's public, I'm going to learn about it. Then I'm going to try and figure out how to get into your work network because that's where the money's at. It's called social engineering. If you ever hear that term, that's what it's all about.
George Rosenthal with ThrottleNet, offices here in Kansas City. Thank you for your expertise
and
your time.
George.
Absolutely. Great talking to you guys. Thanks so much for the opportunity. I hope you have a great rest of the week.
You do the same. Thank you, George. 913-586-7798. 586-7798 here on Dana and Parks.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 50% off with minimum purchase, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Baseball's number one digital destination is the MLB app. And this app's got game. Like game highlights, live games, fantasy games, and more.
The gem of a game!
This is baseball your way. With stats, scores, breaking news, and daily custom content that hits every time.
A monster shot!
Because here, you choose the teams and pick the players you want to follow.
All year long.
So when they catch it on the field,
what a catch!
You catch it on the MLB app. Download today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.